This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Skyfall, the latest James Bond movie, is still going strong. It was second at the box office over the Thanksgiving weekend, right behind Twilight, actually. But we do business in economics, not vampires. And we saw an article in Vulture today that we just had to follow up on about the economic viability of the nefarious plots those Bond villains come up with. Jean-Jacques Détier is an economist and research manager at the World Bank. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Kai.
So we saw this thing at Vulture.com, and we just had to call you up and chat about it, because really it's a great idea, right? Which of these Bond villain schemes actually might work? There are what, 26 Bond films now?
Something like that, 25, 26. Yeah.
All of which basically involve somebody either wanting to take over the world or take over some market, right?
That's right. Doesn't anybody?
Well, that's right. Which one do you like? I've got my favorite. I'll tell you about it later. But which one do you like?
My favorite, without any doubt, is Goldfinger.
Goldfinger. He's the man with the Midas touch.
Now, remind us what the plot is, because that one's my favorite, too. So this is going to be a quick interview, if that's
well,
the way this goes.
Well, Goldfinger, who was Gerrit Froebel, wanted to take over the Fort Knox and steal the gold and irradiate it so that it would be worthless and he could be the master of the world. It's that simple.
Yeah, and in theory it works, right? So all the gold in Fort Knox is radioactive, except there's a fatal flaw.
There is a bit of a problem. Which is that the gold was not in Fort Knox, but it was actually in New York.
That's right. Now, there's another one I wanted to ask you about. A View to a Kill, Christopher Walken wants to trigger an earthquake in Silicon Valley.
I propose to end the domination of Silicon Valley.
That's right. It was a great movie, actually. The only problem was that actually microchips weren't actually manufactured in Silicon Valley, right? They were manufactured mostly in China and other places, but once again, despite this little problem, it was a great movie.
There's a pattern here, right? People want to create monopolies and get all the world's wealth for themselves. That's sort of the theme of pretty much every Bond movie ever.
Yeah, and that's the theme of economics to a large extent, actually. Once you have an innovation, once you have some invention. I mean, you want to monopolize it. And if you don't have it, you want to steal it and you want to take it away from others if you're a bad guy. I mean, that's history, right?
Now, if the producers of the next Bond film called you up and said, listen, we need a plot device, we need a line, what would it be? How would you do it?
Ooh, I'd probably center it around China, no?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not quite sure what I would do, but there are lots of stories around rockets to the moon.
So the Chinese have like $1.something trillion worth of U.S. Treasury sitting in the Bank of China.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be something there.
That's a good one, yeah. That could be. I think they should call you, not me, then.
Yeah, I've got a day job already. Jean-Jacques Détier is the research manager in development economics at the World Bank. We asked him in to talk about Bond villains and how viable they really are, which, some of them are, some of them aren't. JJ, thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure, Kai.